Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 8.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, let's take a look at how Anna is doing at her university. She is now sitting in Professor Suzuki's class in Japanese.
Now let's listen to the skit for Lesson 8. Today's key sentence is...
もう一度お願いします。
Generally, it means, once more please. In this case, would you please tell us again?
皆さん、これを覚えてください。試験によく出ます。
先生、もう一度お願いします。
Now let's explain the skit. Pointing to the blackboard, Professor Suzuki said,
皆さん、これを覚えてください。
Everybody, please memorize this, or...Learn this by heart.
皆さん
is everybody.
これ
means this.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
覚えてください
means please memorize. 覚えてください consists of a verb.
覚えます
to memorize and
ください
meaning please. You say,ください when you ask somebody to do something.
Okay, in this case, it's being used differently than the ください in Lesson 7, isn't it? There it was used, I think, for buying something at a store.
That's right.
Now, why does the verb 覚えます, to memorize, become 覚えて when it's followed by ください? Couldn't we say 覚えますください?
Unfortunately, we can't. First...ます form of verbs as an 覚えます comes at the end of sentences. When we use verbs in the middle of sentences, that is, when we add other words after them, we use their conjugated forms. So here, the verb 覚えます is conjugated to be
覚えて。
The verbs that conjugate this way, ending with て are called て form verbs.
Okay, I see. If verbs are followed by ください, which means please, they take the て form, right?
Yes, that's right. You say the て form verb, 覚えて, and ください, an expression of a request together. Then, 覚えてください means please memorize this, or I would ask you to memorize this. This way, you're making a request. Professor Suzuki says,
試験によく出ます。
That often comes up in exams.
試験
is exams.
に
is a particle indicating a point at which a motion or an action is directed.
よく
is an adverb meaning often.
出ます
means to come up.
The students all reacted when the teacher mentioned the exams.
え?
え expresses a surprise. Now,Anna says at once,
先生、もう一度お願いします。
Teacher, once more please, or Teacher, would you please tell us again?
先生
is a teacher. 先生 is a word to refer to all the teachers at school. The Japanese word for university professor is
教授
But students usually say 先生 when they call out the teachers.
もう一度
is once more, and
お願いします
is a polite way to request something.
We say もう一度お願いします when we ask somebody to do something again.
Yes. Let's listen to the skit for Lesson 8 one more time.
皆さん、これを覚えてください。試験によく出ます。
先生、もう一度お願いします。
Next up, we have Teacher's Teacher, where the program supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
Okay, today we learned how to make a request. We say the te form of a verb and then add kudasai, which is please or I would ask you to. I'd like to learn a little bit more about that if I could.
Okay, let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, when you ask somebody to do something in Japanese, you say te form verbs and then
ください。
Which means please or I would ask you to. The te form verbs are the conjugated form of verbs that end with te or de. For example, when you want to ask others to memorize something, you say the te form of the verb.
覚えます。
To memorize, which is 覚えて and say ください。Together it is
覚えてください。
Now let me tell you how you can turn verbs ending with masu or masu form verbs into the te form, just as we get the te form 覚えて from the verb 覚えます。The basic pattern is just to change masu to te. For an example, a verb meaning to eat is
食べます。
Its te form is
食べて。
So,
食べてください
means please eat. To look at is
見ます。
Its te form is
見て。
So
見てください
is please look at something. To do is
します。
Its te form is
して。
So
してください
is please do something.To come is
来ます。
Its te form is
来て。
So
来てください
means please come. Basically, you can get the te form of verbs simply by changing masu to te. Isn't that simple? The verbs that take this pattern have the vowel e in their syllables just before masu. They include 覚えます to memorize.They also include some of the verbs that have the vowel I in their syllables just before masu, like 見ます to look at. There are other ways of making te form verbs, but we'll explain those in the next lesson. Te form verbs may be the first big hurdle in learning Japanese. So let's do our best to clear it.
You know, it may seem difficult at first, but it just takes a little bit of practice, so please keep at it.That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next, we give you sound words. Jonathan, what do you think this word describes?
Doki doki.
I don't really know what this one is.
Well, this is a word that describes how the heart beats fast with surprise or when you're anxious. You can also use it when the heart is pounding with excitementor expectation.
Okay, so you know what? I imagine, like in manga or Japanese comic books, maybe the hero or heroine would feel doki-doki when he or she gets nervous, such as talking with someone that he likes or she likes.
That's right. And there's also a word to express the moment of surprise.
Doki.
We often say doki when we're taken aback.
All right, before we finish up, Anna takes a look back on today's events and tweets in Anna's tweets.
今日は
I've heard we'll have small tests in addition to final exams. I wonder when we'll have a test. I'm feeling doki doki. Did you enjoy lesson 8?
Next week, we'll tell you about Anna's college life.
So join us again.
Sayonara.